Indianapolis administrator fired after leaking district CRT agenda. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 21, 2021. An Indianapolis school district administrator announced he was fired Monday in the wake of a video he tweeted in early November in which he revealed his district's woke social justice educational agenda. Tony Kennett, who served as the science coordinator for Indianapolis Public Schools, IPS, reported on Twitter he was fired for sharing that IPS recorded children in required racial justice sessions. Not sending IPS the personal info of journalists, at Teets Kendall and at Andy Mark Miller. Quoting Dr. Payne's racist comments to students. Sharing public files. It's clear Indianapolis actions are retaliatory from the cobbled together charges. Kennett, now the owner and executive director of the Chalkboard Review, told Breitbart News. It's sad to see questions and concerns about transparency tossed aside to protect the horrific words and actions of staff in the district. In his initial video, Kennett stated that, as the science coach and admin in the largest public school district in Indiana, he is in dozens of classrooms a week. So, I see exactly what we are teaching our students, he said. When we tell you that schools aren't teaching critical race theory, that it's nowhere in our standards. That's misdirection, he continued, addressing the fact that many parents who have voiced concerns about the teaching of the tenets of CRT in their schools have been told the Marxist-based philosophy is not to be found in K-12 classrooms. We don't have the quotes and theories as state standards per se, Kennett explained. We do have critical race theory in how we teach. Kennett then proceeded to cite some of the sources of the instruction used at IPS. We tell our teachers to treat students differently based on color. We tell our students that every problem is a result of white men, and that everything Western civilization built is racist. Capitalism is a tool of white supremacy. Those are straight out of Kimberly Crenshaw's main points. Verbatim, in critical race theory, the writings that formed the movement. This is in math, history, science, English, the arts, and it's not slowing down. If students of color have lower reading scores, it's because of inequity. Therefore, we take from the white students and give to the color students. That's Richard Delgado straight out of CRT in Introduction. All teaching is political, with reality and facts taking a back seat. That's Dr. Gloria Ladson-Billings, who outlined how she saw critical race theory flushed out in public schools in 1995. When schools tell you that we aren't teaching critical race theory, it means one thing: go away and look into our affairs no further, Kennett continued in his video. It isn't about transparency. It isn't about cultural relevance. It's race essentialism painted to look like the district cares about students of color. We call it anti-racism, he asserted. So, you feel bad if you disagree with our segregationist pedagogy. It's taking advantage of kids' vulnerability and parents' inactivity to preen over social snake oil schemes designed to create division. Parents, when we tell you critical race theory isn't taught in our schools, we're lying, Kennett warned. Keep looking. Kennett told the Daily Caller News Foundation he is considering his options. We're taking a look at what is not only best for me and my family in this situation, but also the community as well, he said. We've been in touch with the Attorney General's office in Indianapolis, he added. Let's just say that Indianapolis is not out of the woods yet. The claim by many education bureaucrats and school district officials that CRT is not taught in K-12 schools was made even by top officials of the National School Boards Association, NSBA, who wrote in a letter to President Joe Biden at the end of September they were requesting federal law assistance due to physical threats made to public school administrators because of propaganda purporting the false inclusion of critical race theory within classroom instruction and curricula. This propaganda continues despite the fact that critical race theory is not taught in public schools and remains a complex law school and graduate school subject well beyond the scope of a K-12 class. The NSBA officials asserted, continuing the narrative of American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten and numerous superintendents of schools throughout the country who have denied CRT as being taught in their school districts, despite partnering with companies that train teachers in the tenets of CRT so that they are equipped to indoctrinate their students. Similarly, in July, the National Education Association, NEA, the nation's largest teachers union, moved to openly promote the teaching of CRT in K-12 schools, and to oppose any bans on instruction in both the Marxist ideology and the widely discredited New York Times 1619 project. NEA's adoption of such resolutions committed President Becky Pringle to make public statements across all lines of media that support racial honesty in education, including but not limited to critical race theory. Breitbart News reached out to IPS for comment and is awaiting a response.